Hi, I'm Marlo Higgins, and I spent nearly four decades as an entrepreneur building systems that maximize time and results. I'm a business coach that helps entrepreneurs get crystal clear on what it takes to make their vision a reality. I'm obsessed with clarity because business operations that are rooted in clarity are exponentially more likely to succeed. So join me as I explore the proven habits and strategies that have helped myself and hundreds of other entrepreneurs create a vision, execute a plan, and refine a legacy of success. This is 22 Motivational Minutes with Marlo. All right, welcome back to this week's episode of 22 Motivational Minutes with Marlo. I just want to step in and first off, thank you for being one of our valued listeners. And it just means the world to us. We've been doing this for a long time and we put a lot of intention and the team really focuses on what we can share with you week over week on this particular platform that's going to bring value to you. And so that's where it's at. Now, today's another solo episode. We kind of like to sprinkle these in and we really want to share the power of clarity. And today's conversation is getting clear on your return of investment with your time, because time is currency. And do you really understand the value of knowing your numbers? And so when I'm talking about knowing your numbers, this episode's dedicated to kind of taking what you do with the actions you have and breaking them down, but kind of putting a money value or dollar value to it. And that just kind of helps you know if you're a salaried employee, that conversation is going to feel different. But if you're a true entrepreneur, let's say you're commission-based or your revenue is generated by the sales you make and it can be inconsistent or unknown time over time, this is the power that you have in this conversation today because that's what this is geared toward, right? This isn't just somebody who, you know, has a set salary that they make, but there's so much more personal power when we are able to define our actual hour for dollar worth. Now, I know that there's a lot of messaging out there that, you know, time for dollars, blah, blah, blah. But this formula is really intended to help you really understand your time and currency and your freedom and such. Because I stand very tall in determining your value, talent, and worth. And all of that flows together. Because once we get clear on our pure value and our worth, it makes it a lot easier to have the ability and gives us the confidence so we can move up in rank, we can ask for a bigger gig, and we can step into a higher price point. So you can actually determine this by utilizing this very simple formula. And so let me just kind of step it out with you. I mean, there's just like a little four-step process. If you're listening in the car, please listen back, make a point, take notes when it works. So don't drive and take notes. That's just always important to us, but I'm grateful that you're, you know, tuning into us in that space. But okay, the formula that you can use that helps you determine your value for dollar is start with a calendar. I mean, I leverage my Outlook calendar. It's a very, very awesome tool. We also in our coaching have a tracker that is a huge asset that we share with our clients. When you become a client of ours, it's one of the tools that we use for metrics tracking and a lot of this understanding of what we're doing and how we're doing it. But with right now, I'm just going to just ask that you start with a calendar and then map out or start to chunk down each action that you've taken throughout the week. And if it's possible, go further and determine the sales for each one of the days. So mark at the bottom of every day that you get a bullseye on your week's production and sales number. Now, determine which category it lands in. And we focus on three core areas to be active and consistent in business, to have success and sustainability. And that is growth, that is service, and that is follow-up. And so if you can determine which category on your calendar when you look at it, was that a growth action that you took? Like right now, this is a podcast episode and I'm reaching thousands of people. And so to me, this would be defined as a growth action. Now, later today, when I have coaching clients, I'm going to be taking that, using that as a service action because that's where the revenue is generated. Okay. So I think you understand what I'm sharing there. If you can drill down on the number of hours you're taking on that specific action, so like at the end of the day or the end of the week overall, get really clear when you look at the calendar, the percentage of time that you're spending within each area of these spaces in business. So is it growth? Is it service? Is it follow-up? Now, you can fluff it a bit. Let's say it's Monday and you're in front of only one client, but you'll spend three extra hours doing things like maybe writing or, you know, writing your blog or posting your social media or other miscellaneous business actions. And sometimes we simply can't even name them, but do your best to understand how you're spending your time. For example, Mondays for me, that's how I enter into the week. And so I check emails, I text my clients to set them up. You know, I match our different client strategy forms to the actions that we're going to be working on during that week. And so you get it, but get clear on this. So when you step back, you can say, was that worth the X number of dollars to the hour of value? And here's the thing. This is where when we take a minute and we do regular business diagnostics, if that worth doesn't match the time that you're spending and giving you the return on it, then change that action and make it match your worth with your time. So what I'm sharing here, you can take an action, but maybe you need to get better at it. So one of the things that I learned early on is, you know, with client follow-up, I could literally spend 2 hours on one case study working with a client in a day and doing, you know, like circumventing our conversation, working through the strategies, doing all the things. But I started to shore it down. I'm like, that is an extension of what we do, but I bet I could do this in a shorter period of time. And now I've defined it that I have a full high level client roster, and I'm grateful for that. But what I also do, I manage the time that I spend on the follow-up piece. And so I've gotten myself down and challenged myself to shore that up. Now I could do 15 minutes of follow-up per each client interaction I have in a day. So, you know, for clients, that's an hour right there just dedicated to that one thing. So that's what I'm talking about. So if you're not getting your return, change the action. See what you can do in that space to make it a little bit better so you do get the value of your time back. So here goes a big one. If you're spending too much time on social media and comparing yourself and then beating yourself up or wishing that the outcomes look like theirs, right now I'm going to tell you to stop it. Okay. Use social media, but designate the time you're spending on it. Because if you're not getting a value or an ROI from this action, rethink it, do it, but create a super healthy boundary and set a clear expectation of the why, the what, the how you're approaching it. Because that's totally going to validate you and give you peace and energy to walk away because you're laser clear that it's not really serving you in a way that's effective use of your time, aka currency. So my point here is social media can become such a huge time waster. If you do it, we've really honed in on our platform. We love to work with people on LinkedIn. That's our number one platform. You know, we're executives in business. And so that's really the message. We don't have TikTok and Twitter and all those. Now, back in the day when starting a brand, you bet we did. But then because of business diagnostics, sustainability, measure of time, resources, and talent, it just didn't make sense. And so we're very disciplined and we're really, really clear on why we're there. Okay. So now when you take this last step, actually track the numbers. So detail down exactly how many hours you are spending in your business, growing it, serving in it, following up. All right. So you can use a formula like a high performance breakdown of a week example by measuring it. You can show maybe that, you know, you did 20 hours that week and you're killing it and you have a super high level of income, but clearly you are seeing how you're spending your time and in what areas, making exactly how much doing it, and then how much time you're spending with it, because that is where your light should really shine. These are the stats and the numbers that you need to leverage forward to make more strategic decisions. Okay, so now let's marry this to anything that you're doing with your business. Let's say this is your year to write a book or build your brand or take your message to the next level. You're going to be able to clearly see how much currency or AKA the time you can put into it and the ROI that you can measure against to get there. Because giving you all the answers to move forward in a very forward-thinking, solution-searching, and clear way, just by saying, hey, you know, I don't have time in my calendar this year or this quarter or, you know, what have you to make that decision. So you get a lot more strategic. Your boundaries, your expectations of yourself, everything is just managed at such a high level that there is such power in that. Okay, because when you go back and you can stand in conviction and you can move forward and say, hey, I know that my sales this year are X, and I put aside X amount of time for my personal growth this year in my business, or I will spend X amount percent of net profits on growing or branding or building. The clarity that's oozing out of this is so powerful. So go into, let's say, you're making your next business decision. Go into bringing those next two very important positions or roles into your company, knowing exactly what each project brings in and exactly how much it affects the bottom line. Again, it's just the level of clarity by knowing what is the return on bringing in those people, how much time is it going to take, and what's the dollar value in my wealth that it's going to bring. All right. So I can tell you right now that the X percent of net earnings you are working towards, and that's a really clear indicator of your ROI for every hour of not being effective. Okay, so now you can understand what waste of time and how much it's costing you. If you take those stats and those numbers, let that fuel your fire. Get on point with your worth and your time. So let me share how to determine this for you. If you want to have an engaging conversation, I've got a document. It's called the Face Value Formula, and I can actually give you your worth down to a very specific detail. If you'd like to have that conversation, please let me know. You'll find the calendar in the show notes, and you can also use the Messaging with Marlo tool and text me directly. That number is also found in the show notes, and we can have a bigger conversation, or you can pose your questions that you have around your clarity of ROI of investment with your time and your currency. Currency is energy, and energy is everything. And so thank you for joining us on this episode. I look forward to having you again next week. In the meantime, keep your path straight and your energy high.
Did you enjoy this topic as much as I did? If you're looking for more insights like these or have a question you'd like to hear about on future episodes, text me at 319-250-2682 or click the link in the show notes. Remember, the road to success is better with friends. Be sure to share this episode to reach your goals together. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, keep your path clear and your energy high.